Control?
The vehicle, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Have you checked with, I met Robert coming in yesterday with some information, but I had two more people talking to me.
I called him yesterday afternoon, and actually same thing that Bobby told me a week before, that Jeff Anderson's truck is the only one that's left of Jimmy's rigs, and it hadn't been driven hard like the other ones.
Okay.
But it's got a transmission problem, and he's guessing that may be $1,500 taking to Springfield. It drives. He said if you put it in overdrive, it does wrong things, whatever.
Is that a decent truck? I don't even know what we're talking about.
It's a four-door Dakota, just like the one we took over there.
Okay.
So I'd say we just get her fixed and swap with them. But the other one's got a leak and is using water, so we guess a head gasket or best of the other
side. I was just wondering if we... Because that seemed to be a main concern of Linda's that works for the health department and Jim. I just wonder if we look on the state bid and see if we... They have to have a four-wheel drive because of going out.
Where they going?
All kinds of conditions. But if we look on the state bid and see what those... I think we give, what, $18,000 or something for them.
Isn't there body damage to that truck that had the cracked head?
That's the other truck that they
That's had. The original.
Yeah, and we get it back, and they can take the, you know, take the bed and stuff off of it. But
I mean,
you're talking about buying a new one for them?
Well, or seeing where we can.
I mean, just transmission. If they're going to be happy with the transmission, let's just do that and be on. Yeah.
If they would, I don't know.
I talked to Jim, whatever it's been, a week or two ago when he had concerns.
That's fine.
If I heard him right, yeah. He was okay with getting that other one fixed and swapping.
If it's fine with them,
It'll work, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'm tickled to death with it, but... that's one thing I sure don't want to do is get a call from them in a couple of weeks wanting us to relook at, or a month, you know, relook at.
Well, that's the only thing that on that truck that's noticeably wrong is just the transmission. What the guys are saying. That seems like a pretty cheap option to try.
I mean, Last I saw it, it's a sharp looking, bright red, nice looking.
Right.
For $1,500, I didn't.
Let's try it.
Pretty cheap.
Yeah, let's.
Let's do it.
Do you want to do a bid on? Do they?
I don't even have to do bid.
State trucks, so we would have to take it to Springfield. And
he recommended Ace Transmission is who they've been using. I noticed. That's the bills we've been getting.
Uh-huh.
I guess we ought to check $4,500, but other than that, there's no need to bid it.
No, I mean, just get this thing done.
Yeah.
Transition to be done with it.
I'm ready to get done with it. That's the reason I was just...
Do we want to just, one of us tell Linda to check the dollar figure and then just let the maintenance guys facilitate it? Is that what we're thinking about doing?
See, pretty well go with anything on that, I think, because of different warranties and everything. You
know? Right. So, let me text. I can text.
Text her and.
Text Nikki.
Well, and just have Linda call around and get some bids for us. But let's go ahead and let's make a motion to transfer that vehicle over there.
Yep.
What are we going to do with this other one? Sell it in a sale or something?
Yeah, sell it in the auction. I was talking to Rick Finley about the getting an auction date set and all that, and he says vehicles sell any time. Okay, she's not listening, but we'll get Linda to check it and go. So do we need to make a motion or just?
Yeah, we'll just make a motion to transfer Jeff Anderson's vehicle from the Sheriff's Department.
To Animal Control and get it repaired?
Get the transmission repaired.
Was that in the form of a motion?
Yes.
Then this is a form of a second.
Aye.
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 We're expecting about $1,500 or so to repair it. Right?
Yep.
I expect it to be a little more than that. I hope you guys are willing to accept up to $25.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, that's fine. Not a problem. Okay, that's taken care of.
Okay, what else? We're good till
8 o'clock with Purvis Lane and Mr. Rodenbridge himself.
Rodenbridge himself.
What, could you kind of give me just a little update on what happened yesterday on maintenance as far as the irrigation system and other things you covered?
We did not do. We were asking, because the bid was $7,500, we asked Linda to go ahead and write a bid to get bids. We may not accept them. Told Renee to work with Frank to go ahead and get the hillside cleaned up like I did before. Mm-hmm. And let's work aggressively to get the irrigation installed. The sprinkler system guy. We work, buddy. The sprinkler system guy was finishing up the state contract. He's been working on getting on the state contract, the Simplex Grint, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we went ahead and voted to go ahead and accept the bid.
Okay.
And then after talking to Linda about all the research they did on the flooring, I mean, they've called everybody. We went ahead and voted to take the wood plank flooring bid.
Okay.
Only because it would put the IT down there in the second week of October.
Yeah.
So we voted on those two things. But Simplex Grenex, they said they thought they'd be on by this week.
Okay.
What else do we talk about?
Floor and the sprinkler system.
Sprinkler, floor. And then Renee went through a list of things. We're going to be having a walkthrough of the judicial facility with Mike. In the near future, she's going to give us a date of that. They're moving. I guess they're fixing the nozzle in the hood of the kitchen. One of the kitchen items over in the facility.
We had a change order come through a long time ago, and it come across here something about the cord that goes.
Yeah, we're still running an extension cord because we changed fryers. And so we're going to have Phil go rewire something for us.
Yeah.
And then Renee asked about some electrical plugs. I'll tell you about one thing we did talk about just for thoughts. Moving some plugs around that Phil is obviously can do. And we're starting to work. Next time we have some free time is knock that one wall out of Donna's office and move some extension, some plugs so that we can move forward on that. One thing we did talk about that was kind of off topic, which was the street lamps. If you notice them, there's six wired at a time, so you can't turn one off without physically taking the bulbs out. I thought about just making a suggestion to sell every other one in the auction just to get rid of them because they're costing us $1,700 a month just to run them. And then Chuck mentioned that they're not spaced evenly down when you get closer to the sheriff's office. They get real close to each other. And maybe we want to take those out and offer them to the city of Forsyth so they can clean up their downtown Main Street. We've got two extra ones in storage already. Besides all this, we still have two more that are not even installed yet.
And if they would consider putting them on the other side of the street to kind of match up or something?
Yeah, just anything. Bring them down.
Anywhere.
Just, but we've got so many of them, and there's really no reason to be paying that much for them.
And the only other thing to do is just put them on a timer, you know.
We have to rewire them all, because they're wired at six at a time. We'd have to have Phil rewire all the lamps, because the plans grouped them in six. So if you wanted to timer them, you'd have to do timers of six, which doesn't look normal out there.
Yeah.
It's kind of messed up.
How would they go about, assuming there's no wiring out there, if they were to follow them on down the street or something like that? Is the wiring going to be an expensive thing?
Well, they hook, I'm sure the city of Forsyth hooked up to...
They just run off.
Yeah, they just wire that.
They just run off the power supply.
So wouldn't have to run it in the ground.
Right?
Okay.
They could. No, they could. I mean, they could trench it or whatever, so... But I mean, they could extend it down.
Spruce up the town.
It would spruce up the town. It would.
Yeah. I don't understand why they put them so close to the sheriff.
I don't either. That was just an oversight on our. When you look at a set of prints,
right?
I never counted.
Well, yeah, but you guys aren't supposed to know everything. That's why you hired a company.
Well, I know, but I mean.
But yeah, I mean, it's a multi-million-dollar Septicon. It's supposed to manage everything.
A lot of difference between a single lamp pole,
right?
And one that's got two.
This
lamps
tree, yeah.
Tree type pole, and.
Was there anything else we talked about yesterday?
One thing we got to do this morning is call as a commission and get the Corps of Engineers in gear.
Okay, I heard that conversation. You knew that, right?
She called me, and John Heiser said they had a nod from everybody.
Everyone nodded, but they didn't have a formal meeting. They're having a formal meeting today, and then they're going to let us know officially today.
We can't let that formal meeting get by without it being presented, because that's happened in the past.
Right.
I thought maybe we might drop them
a call.
A call or
I don't even know what time their meeting is. They didn't say. They just said they're going to have a formal meeting so the nods will turn into yeses.
Okay.
And then when you jump on it, I was a little concerned that they needed to go through the formal process. So.
That in itself was a little bit of a mistake once we had the nod from the three people, but when Chuck and I were down there to ask when,
right,
was
it may be nothing though.
Yeah,
it may be nothing, but they may be. Who knows?
They did when you meeting you're talking about. I think I remember them talking about just getting a whole list and putting them all on one contract.
Right, that's what they were trying to do.
Right.
But now, whenever I was went to the Forsyth meeting there, the lady was, she had, head of operations was as concerned about it as I was. She said, let's get this thing done.
Right.
Let's get one of them at least.
Get something done.
Get something done.
All right. I'm going to go get a cup of coffee. We good for 15 minutes?
What else we got right after this?
We got Purvis Lane, which is Frank's bringing some new information on.
Okay.
And then after that, we have MoDOT hearing the Hollister shop at 9:30 here. So from 8 to 9. And then at 10:30, we have a Coon Creek project update from Spencer at 10:30 here in this room.
He called me last week and wanted me to go with him out there to.
And then that's all we've got for us today.
The intersection.
So we'll be done by noon. Why would he want to do that? I mean, MoDOT's all we're waiting on is MoDOT.
Because they have not treated the lady.
Oh, over on the.
This side with the. Much.
Oh. Great.
She has took kind of pride in that lawn of hers ever since.
Right.
I was a small boy when you didn't mow that much yardage, and she's not very happy with the response. But anyway, these girls.
How about a recess, boss?
Recess, yeah.
Excellent.